The Wurzels. Adj Cutler. Alan John Cutler, later to be known as Adj Cutler, was born in 1930 in Porter's Head. He grew up in Nailsea, where he worked for local cider-making company Coates Cider. After pursuing several other careers, he began to write his own songs and earned a living singing in pubs and clubs around the country. As his popularity grew, Adj decided he needed a proper backing group, and the Wurzels were formed, taking their name from a crop grown locally to feed livestock, the Mangle Wurzel. The Wurzels. Just before Christmas 1966, the Wurzels recorded their first LP, a live album for EMI Records at the Royal Oak Pub in Nailsea. Adj Cutler and the Wurzels, live at the Royal Oak, was met with huge success, selling in massive numbers and followed by a chart single and an EP. Wurzel mania hit the UK as they carried out gigs around the country, singing their hits including the iconic Drink Up Thy Cider. Over the next few years, they released 8 singles and 3 further albums, meeting not only national but international acclaim, touring in the UK and abroad. Sadly, on Sunday the 5th of May 1974, Adj Cutler passed away following a tragic car accident. He was and still is remembered fondly by his fans and those who knew him. The Wurzels decided to carry on Adj's legacy, continuing to make music and performing to packed audiences. They went on to record their first number one single, The Combine Harvester. The hits continued to follow with well-known songs like Cider Drinker and Morning Glory, and the Wurzels' place in musical history was cemented. The Wurzels today. The music didn't stop there. The Wurzels have continued creating albums and singles that are popular in the UK and abroad. After returning to their roots performing in pubs and clubs, they even got a gig creating a song to advertise the Eddie Stobart Haulage Company. Greatest hits albums and charity singles have followed, as well as numerous TV appearances, and they have even played at the world-famous Glastonbury Festival. Today, the group continue to perform and raise money for charities close to their hearts. Thankfully, they don't show any sign of stopping, bringing joy to their audiences anytime soon.